Hi, everyone. Well, this is Monday. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show, and we call it the Healing Highway, so we give a lot of good information out, and we do healings on people, so I guess you are people listening. Hopefully you're all human. So here we go. Let's clear the date. So it is July 9th. 2018, clearing this energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. That feels pretty good. And if you would like to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen or cell phone, we'll put peace your way here, and you can feel your body physically change a little bit. Here we go, bringing in peace energy. And it also, when we do this, it takes you off of the timeline, not actually off, but it stops the timeline that you're on. So all of a sudden you have more peace because you're not on the conveyor belt. So here we go. Energizing the light beam or beams. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you happen to have a situation, a condition going on, we'll clear that from you. Maybe a cat gave you a bad look or something, or your dog barked at you or something like that, and you got afraid. So let's clear this energy from you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll bring our co-host on. So Elizabeth, are you all ready to take over?
Well, I'm ready to take over if you are, Ron. yes, I suppose so. And thanks, everybody, for joining us on our Healing Highway show this evening. And we have a wonderful hour planned for you. We'll be reading questions and testimonials, and you can always send those while the show is live. If you have a question for us, you can send it to clsquestions@bbsradio.com. And CLS stands for Creation Lightship, which is Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And that's where you will find all things related to clearings, healings, helpful links and information, links to our chat form submission. If you'd like to submit your questions that way, we still have that option for you, and you can do so anonymously. Also, be sure to check out the much information, tips, and tutorials if you're brand new. Those are all available to you via our chat page. It's more of kind of a bulletin board in addition to being a way to submit queries. So welcome, everybody, and please make sure that you visit creationlightship.com because it's your source for source energy and your place to get off of the positive, negative, good, bad duality timeline and to find yourself in peace. So I guess we'll just start with the questions this evening, Ron. And someone wrote in and has a question about the Alien Freedom Bundle. And they're wondering if that is unlimited and can it be used for my pets?
I think it might be unlimited. I'm not 100% sure on that. But for pets, yes, you can use it for pets. Uh-huh. In fact, if you have any clearing that you have purchased yourself, you know, for you, then if you have a pet or animal, you can also use it for them. And also, you could probably do it for plants and things. Maybe there's a situation going on where something's going on with one of your plants, or maybe trees, you can put some energy that way for that clearing. We'll just say that it's you go outside and maybe you see one of your trees has some broken branches on it or, you know, something like that. You could do a trauma clearing if you have the trauma clearing yourself and do it for your tree. So I guess back to you.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I just checked it out on Creation Lightship, and I think you can use it for, the cost is $150, and it says per person, pet, or plant. So I think that by purchasing it for yourself, you can use it for pets and plants as well. So thanks for clearing that up, Ron. And as you know, every Saturday, Ron does lightship visits on our Saturday evening show and often takes up our flowers, pets, plants, and gardens and trees to the lightship. So if you're listening to that, or if you're on the Ascension prep calls, or perhaps maybe the intensive calls, which happen every weekend, a lot of the times all of those things are being taken to the lightship. So you might notice that maybe your garden is looking a lot nicer, or your plants and animals are feeling a lot more peaceful, or maybe your plants are doing better. So it all helps when they are able to connect with source energy. Okay, so the next question is actually a testimonial, and someone wrote in about this, actually one of the intensives over the weekend, and they said, "Thank you, Ron, for the work you did yesterday on the Sunday healing call. The detox of poisons from our livers and other organs was very powerful. Also, I woke up this morning charging out of bed like a happy child. This, I feel, is due to the other great healings you did on our skeletal system."
Great. Wonderful.
Great. Yeah, that was a great call, and thank you so much for sharing that with us. We're always happy to hear the testimonials. And our next question is, someone's asking, what is the special generic lifetime healings?
Let's see here. Special, generic. I believe that one is the special clearing, or it's the one. Boy, let me think here. I think it's just a special clearing.
Yeah, I think I just looked it up.
Yeah.
And it's a whole lifetime clearing. And then
that's designed for typical health situations that you might be dealing with that is not on the website. We'll say like maybe a sprained ankle, or maybe, you know, you have a hurting tooth, or, you know, you have something else going on. That's what the special one is for. So back to you.
Yeah, and that sounds good. Like if you have a little something that you want to kind of put some energy to that you can't really find a specific healing for, that would probably apply to a variety of physical ailments that might be troubling you. So that's great, Ron. You know, I didn't really even ever think about, I know we have a special clearing, but that's really great that you have that option too, so people can kind of customize it to their situation. Okay, and the next question is, how many pages can I have open with alien all parallel lifetime removal, and should I keep up to date with this clearing, the alien all parallel lifetime removal?
I believe that one is for I think the emotional and trauma and feeling body and things. So you're able to, if I'm not mistaken, if that's the one that you can add and put your whole lifetime clearings into and turn it into an alien type of clearing. We'll see if anybody has done that out there who's listening. That's what I believe that one is for.
Yeah, that one's, I don't know. I've not done that one myself, so I can't comment on it, but maybe someone out there has done it and would like to write in and let us know how they applied it to their situation. That would be great. Once again, our email is clsquestions@bbsradio.com, and you can also navigate to our Creation Lightship chat page, and I'm just wondering if there's even some information there on the All Aliens, because there are a lot of links there that would be helpful, but I'm not seeing anything. So I'm just going to maybe, let's see, there's some alien mind control some Ascension animal clearings, but I don't see anything specifically relating to that particular healing. So hopefully somebody out there has maybe done it and would like to comment about their experience. All right. So someone wrote in and said, this is in regards to sleeping bed water. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, I think, and this listener wrote in and said, "Dear Ron, for a while I was having very challenging nights, unable to sleep at all night, dreams, etc. Then you said we could activate some water to put in containers around our bed to sleep better. Since then, I have been letting water be activated for each night on the Wednesday water calls together with the regular weekly drinking water. So every night I have a fresh container of water at each corner of my bed. I have to say this has worked very well for me. My nights are much more peaceful, sleep is so smooth and easy, and dreams are rare and gentle. So precious to be able to have a good night's sleep. Thank you so very much, Ron."
Yeah, that's very nice.
Wow, what a great idea and a great testimonial.
I know we mentioned that, I don't know, a couple months ago or so.
Yeah, I think it was a few weeks back. But yeah, that's it is a rare thing to get good sleep these days, so I'm glad that this person's found peace with that, and I think it's a great idea. Okay. Someone else is suggesting that perhaps, Ron, if you would like to do another special healing call, someone is hoping for a poison release or detox call. They think that would be a really great call.
Okay, we'll put that one on the burner.
Okay. Okay, great. And yes, someone else wrote in and said they've done the all alien, all parallel life clearing, and you are correct. It clears each healing for us on parallel lives and timelines. It's a very thorough clearing.
Great.
Okay. Someone else is asking if the nano detox clearing can use more than one window at the same time.
You could, yes, have the same issue.
Okay. All right. So... Oh, sorry, a bit loud right here at the moment. The next question slash... Hang on, I'm sorry, I'm just going to close the window. We have some noisy bikes going by here. All right, so the next question is... somebody is asking for a little bit more of an explanation on the skin auric field protection. I think this was discussed on perhaps the last Wednesday show.
I think we have something that we could send the person on our notes that we have.
Oh, the skin auric field protection?
Yeah, I know we did a show on it, and I think we have some notes there that we could send them.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm looking now. I'm not seeing anything here, but I guess we'll have to follow up on that because I can't seem to find anything at the moment. So I'm just going to move on, and go back to the questions here. Someone else had another suggestion. Only drinking 1 or 2 ounces of the Peaceful Sleep water is needed. You don't need a whole glass. This way, there's less getting up to use the restroom at night. So, yes, it doesn't take much water. That's helpful to know. And someone else is asking, possibly for a special conference call, they've suggested shadow body and sludge slime web coat or hydraulics and poison. So it seems like people are asking for a lot of like poison removal and detox calls.
Yeah, we had a special call this weekend, you know, for the...
Yes. I was just going to mention that.
Okay.
I was just going to say, Ron's doing a special healing session this Saturday, the 14th. It's 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and it's only $20 to register. You can also, have your children under 18 and pets and plants attend free of charge. And it's the removal of cloned skin particles. And cloned skin particles are in the air that we breathe. Many people have reported the removal of cloned skin particles from their body has improved their health. Clones are incompatible with the organic human body. There's also a bonus where Ron will do hydraulic hose repair and toxic residue cleanup. And these are the leaking hydraulic hoses that can be found within the physical body's energy field. And we've all been subjected to this kind of highly advanced manipulation without our consent. Lots of past attendees who said they've gotten relief and healing from attending a session on the hydraulic hose repair. So once again, that's the special Saturday, July 14th healing call, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 Eastern, and you can register for that by clicking the links on the top of creationlightship.com. You'll see a special clone skin particle removal. So it sounds like if you're looking for detox, Ron, that would be a great one to start with.
Yeah, I'll do a sample.
Okay, great.
So I'm thinking maybe I'll do a sample with people's knees. So let me get a drink of water first. I'll need about 30 seconds here.
Okay, great. So while you're doing that, Ron, I'll just go ahead here. For the skin aura, you have to request the codes from Ron, and the cost is $200. And I guess so when you PayPal that, you'll get the receipt number, and then you can request the codes. And the prerequisites for that are emotional body, mental body, fear, and trauma body.
Okay, I'm ready for the knees. So let's get rid of the hydraulic fluid that leaked and are now around your knees. And this could be physical and also energetic. It can be both. So it could be physical on timelines. Remember, the timelines are where you have a different reality happening, and it is physical. But to you, it may not be. You know, just like your dreams, you may not think dreams are real, but everything out there is real. Just depends if you have a conscious awareness of what's going on. And most of the time, what's going on with you, you don't have any clue. And so let's take away the energy now from your knees. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. Okay. And We could do something for maybe your intestinal area there, maybe below the belly button. Sometimes people have, you know, fat hanging out, and maybe that's just full of this hydraulic hose fluid. And let's just try that here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. You want to get up and walk around and just see if you have any improvements there. So, I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow. Thanks, Ron. I'm just getting up here. And always appreciate when you're able to do the samples for us. Yeah, hydraulic hose cleanup. Who knew that this was going on in our energy field? Very crazy stuff. And I'm glad we can get on these calls and have those repaired, because it sounds like it's really quite detrimental to our health. Okay, so moving on here, somebody else is asking, now this is they're asking about just the all parallel lifetime clearings. I'm not certain if these are alien or just parallel lives that may or may not be alien, but they're wondering, what is the purpose of a number of lifetimes?
I guess if you knew how many lifetimes you had running at one time, it would have great value to you, because you would know that you just only supposed to have one. So then you would, you know, backpedal to get out of them. As far as the aliens keeping track of you, wanting you to live more lives at once, they just get more energy from you. So that's the main thing. The more lives they can create, and you're creating those lives, they're using your energy on the timelines to sustain life there.
Yeah, and by keeping you in the dark about it, you have no idea what's going on.
Yep. Although you do find the suffering down here, and aches and pains and things, and maybe feeling exhausted certain days, or maybe you just feel like you're aging more, not realizing that, you know, you're out there doing stuff continuously. And all those are copy and pasted back to your energy field here. And there's a lot of movies about, you know, timelines and living multiple lives and, you know, time travel, you know, so that's been around for quite a while. But most of the new movies now are showing you that, you know, where people have are living another life, you know, along with this one here. So, and what's that movie? I think Westworld, people are put into situations going somewhere, and they're living, you know, in the West. And then the people there, I don't know if the word people is correct, but they're made, and they, I don't know if they're exactly clones or not, might be more like an artificial intelligent body. But, you know, they have troubles and problems and die, then they come back and they get resurrected again, and they get put back online again to be, say, the toys for the rich people to come in and play with them and interact with them in the Western setting. So that's Westworld, you know.
Wow, and, Ron, that kind of sounds like what's going on with the aliens and us.
Yeah, it's you know, very similar, you know. And then you realize that, yeah, you know, you're having situations going on, and they just haven't allowed you to see completely your other lives. And then I guess if you did see your other lives, what would you do at that point, you know, because you're stuck? And that's why whenever you see anything that you tune into, connect to, resonate with, something like that, watching a movie, you're on that timeline, and you're one of those people in the movie. You know, and so you're there not only as a viewer watching, but you're actually possibly sharing the emotions of the people in that movie. So it's like you're there when they're filming it and having those same experiences. So that's why it's best to be in neutral and not to be on timelines. And you can do that. You can watch a movie and not be connected to it if you're, you know, in the present moment. And then you're just watching the scenery and everything else going on and the emotions of the movie and whatever they're doing to entice you to watch it, that it won't affect you. And that's a good way to see how far you have progressed with being in the now. Is, are you reacting and responding to what's going on in the movie? Do you feel happy and sad? Do you jerk or jump when something awful happens? Well, that just means if you do have that scenario, you need more clearings, because those energetic bodies are resonating to that, making you respond to it. So I guess back to you. Plus, everything in a movie, you're going to start to get keyed into something going on in that movie. Maybe you like flying with birds, or you like birds, and all of a sudden the bird shows up flying, and you go, oh, wow, what kind of bird is that? And now you're actually flying with that bird. Or maybe you go inside of the bird, and you're flying in the bird, you know, in the movie, you know? And then you pop out, and now you're watching the other scenes of the movie of what's happening. So, yeah, it gets to be... once you start realizing what's happening and how you're being put onto all these timelines, you wonder, wow, I got to get off of these, because I'm experiencing more and more and more experiences, but I'm on more timelines. So you're kind of going further down the rat hole if you don't find out how to do clearings to get this stuff off of you. And eventually you won't be reactive to what's going on in front of you with your eyes when you see that, or whatever you hear. That's who you want to get to. You want everything that you physically see or hear to go right through your body, just like you're not there. Otherwise, it comes in and hits you and sticks. And then you're on timelines. So back to you.
Yeah, that's really great advice, Ron. And also, it shouldn't make a difference, like, what day it is, or if it's a holiday, or if somebody you don't like is bothering. Like, it's very interesting, because if you are at peace, then none of these things should matter. And, you know, the movies you see and the images you connect to, you should just feel peace. And so I guess that's the goal of... why we do all these clearings. It's not to sort of numb you out. It's just to kind of get you out of that duality world. And the thing is, too, a lot of people have been doing the mind to heart drop more often, and they're finding that they are better prepared to deal with maybe troublesome situations as they come up. So a couple of people have also said that they've been spending a lot of time on the new earth, and they're saying, like this weekend, they wrote in a new earth testimonial and said, this weekend we took a drive to the beach, found a beautiful beach and a town we had never heard of before, less than 1 hour from our home. Yay, new earth. Yeah, that actually happened to me. I was cycling and found a completely hidden waterfall that I'd never known about, and I felt like I had been on a vacation, and I was maybe 10 miles from my house. So it's really interesting when you start doing the mind to heart drop a lot, and really just getting on the right timeline by doing the clearings. You're taking all these timelines that take you out of peace and out of the moment off of you. So that's one thing I just really want to stress, that the light ship doesn't give you energy. Ron doesn't give you energy. What the clearings do is they just take away the densities that probably prevent you from fully being here. And also, a lot of questions tonight have been about parallel lives, so it's taking away all of that parallel lifetime energy, like what Ron was talking about with, you know, recycling people. So it's taking all of that past stuff away from you so that you can be more present and enjoy life more fully here. Okay, so somebody else said that they run the skin auric clearing every time they clear a physical issue. It goes great with the special clearing, the mind of the body clearing, and of course, the timeline crashes.
Very good.
Yeah, and if you make a mistake and watch something that affects you, the skin aura clearing clears that great. Okay, so I guess we'll move on. And someone's asking, I guess I'll just pose this question to our listening audience because I don't know what the answer is, but maybe you know, Ron. Someone's asking about, there's a movie about a dog's soul transferring to a different dog's body and eventually coming back to its original owner. Same soul, different dog body. Maybe someone remembers the name of it.
Yeah, I don't recall the name or have heard of the movie, but that happens, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's, I don't either, but maybe somebody out there knows.
Yeah, there's that YouTube, I've mentioned this off and on, with the barking cat. So you just type in barking cat, I think it'll come up. Little black cat barking, maybe out of the window or door or something. So very possibly the where the cat lives, maybe there was a dog that used to be there, and maybe they played with each other or something, you know? And maybe the dog died and jumped into the cat. And so that emotional body now is looking, you know, is in the cat looking out the window and wants to bark at something, so the cat's barking. So anyway, it's kind of interesting to watch. So, you know, it is like an entity taking over the cat, but that does happen, you know. So, back to you.
Okay, and somebody said it's something like this dog's life. Not sure. I'm sure if you typed it into the internet, you could come up with something. But I don't know off the top of my head. And it does sound interesting, and I have seen that video that you're talking about, Ron, and it is quite something to witness that. Okay, so our next question is regarding our twin flame. And this listener's asking, Ron mentioned that our twin flames are mostly not on this earth and somewhere else. When can we reunite with our twin flame, or are we going to be perpetually apart? Thank you.
Well, I do the 4-in-1, which will connect you to your twin flame. As far as you connecting to it on your own, if it's not here on this planet, you're not gonna be able to even find it. If it is here, which is very, very unusual, I've only had maybe two people, I think, that had a twin flame here. But normally, you know, it's elsewhere. So it is the other half of you, we'll say. So when I do that clarion, it takes away loneliness from people, and you feel a lot more empowered. And I'll start doing some of those clearings maybe in about a month. So we'll see how that goes. It is very nice to have your twin flame energy. To know that you have it, and you can visit your twin flame, but and your home base energy, both different places, and you just feel so much better having that connection. And your twin flame might visit you off and on, but remember, it doesn't want to get stuck here. So it knows that, you know, as long as you've been on the earth here, you've been separated. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's a very wonderful and intense healing session, but I think a lot of people think that when they have it, it'll always be there, but it doesn't really stick around, you know,
not
a lot.
At all.
Yeah,
no, it has its own life that it's living.
Right.
And you have your own life, and it's not going to come here, you know, and hang out with you.
Right,
it has its own life.
Yeah.
And this density here is so low that it may not even want to come here.
Yeah, it's very infrequent that you'll actually be able to connect with it after Ron does the 4-in-1.
Yeah, but once you know that you have it and you have that energy, knowing that you're looking for, probably from birth, you're looking for your twin flame energy. And then you die looking for it, okay? And so your whole life, you're going through relationships looking for your twin flame in other people. And so that's kind of the way life is. Once you have that connection, you no longer are yearning for other people in your life, basically. You're not looking for a relationship any longer because you already have what you're looking for. You're looking for the other part of you, hoping to find something similar in a person that's living here, which is never the same. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it is a very comforting healing, and I do think that it does help you feel more whole. So appreciate the info on that, Ron, and that's something that you would have to contact Ron directly in order to do, and I believe there's a number of prerequisite clearings that you would have to do prior to requesting that clearing. So moving on, we'll just go here to a totally different topic. We were talking about this a little earlier in the show, but someone's asking, are people with personality disorders a different species altogether? They are quite different from normal human beings. For example, lacking empathy is a big one, and they tend to be more evil. And this person's wondering if they're a different species or are they clones?
I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't know.
No clue on that one.
They're probably not human. That's all I can really say.
Yep. And really, it shouldn't matter to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Don't go looking to try to fix people, you know, or understand them. That'll put you on their timeline. And then all you're going to be drawing to yourself is maybe, you know, dysfunctional people because you're doing research. So, you know, just don't look, don't analyze. Just try to be, you know, with yourself and clean yourself out. Remember, it's the way you get put on timelines is when you start randomly talking about something that you're not involved in. So just the small talk puts you on timelines. You don't want to do that. So you know, just try to be in the present moment, and then nothing will come up of really any questions at all because you're in the present moment and there's nothing to search for. Back to you, Elizabeth.
That is really, really important. Excuse me. Really important to remember. Especially if you are judging or, you know, disliking certain groups of people, which it's easy to do. So that's important to remember. You don't want to focus on that. You just want to focus on your own peace and don't let anything take you out of that, things that you can't control. So it's really, Ron, you hit the nail on the head. You do not want to go looking for that. So important.
Yeah, and it's interesting. What I find, I was at a location where there was a lot of, Mexican people, but I'll just say more like Native American, you know, maybe North American Indians, and that's also, you know, people from Mexico, okay? Brown-skinned people, and they're short, okay? And so you have brown skin versus white skin. So I myself have white skin, so, you know, mine's European background. But the white-skinned people seem to be a lot more busier as you watch them. They have a lot of mind chatter, where the brown-skinned people don't normally emit a lot of energy. So you may look at that. You might be brown-skinned yourself, and you go, ah, that's the difference. You know, white people maybe are more judgmental, I don't know, or they think more, you know, I don't know. It's a different alien type of race. I went to a event in our a town above us, and there was an ad up about this sheriff who is a constitutional sheriff. So he was actually upholding the Constitution. So you have people who in law enforcement who are revenue officers versus peace officers, let's put it that way. And so he was upholding the Constitution, and he was saying how wrong it is for different things to have happened that the police do, okay? But going different, a little sideways here, when I went there, all there was Hmong people. I guess they're maybe Vietnamese, but they're Hmong. That's their name of them. And they're short also. I'd say, probably 4.5 foot high. So I get into this room, wanted to hear about what the sheriff was talking about, and there was only like maybe 6 of us who were white versus about 300 of these Hmong people. And I go in there, and there's no mind chatter. There's no nothing. Like, they're all invisible. They weren't emitting any energy whatsoever. And so they were there to listen to the sheriff talk. I think possibly they were interested in growing pot, or they were growing pot, and they wanted to know the rules. But, you know, I was there to find out about, you know, the Constitution with the sheriffs, and how that relates, and why there's a split, and he was talking about different things. But it's quite interesting, because the room was there without any energies. And they're all listening. A lot of them couldn't even speak English. So anyway, that's you might notice that as you go out and about, because the energies that people emit, and they're probably not on any timeline. They're probably really in the present moment, because you can't hear any of their thoughts. You know, it's like, I'm in a room with all these people, and they're emitting nothing. You look at them, and you can't even feel their energy. It's like they all were shrink-wrapped. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow. I'm just, like, stunned listening to that, Ron. That's just remarkable. Yeah, I wonder if anybody else has experienced that or has any sort of comments to add to that dialogue, and we should keep that going because it's such a fascinating topic. And, it's very interesting, the different backgrounds and different kinds of people and what types of energy they emit. Okay, so we're getting a ton of questions here towards the end of the show. And someone's asking, when clearing the natal barcode for a date, can I clear the month and year, or do I have to clear the exact day, and do I only clear future dates?
Well, you get as close as you can to the date on what you want to clear, at least clear the year. if you know the month, that's great, or the day is even better, but just clearing it's going to help you. And then what was the second part to the question?
The second part is, do I only clear future dates?
Well, no. The nano barcode, you can do that, yes, okay. The nano barcode is what's in your backpack, what they gave you upon your birth. So that's your astrological chart, okay? And how things unfolded for you as you look back upon your life. Those are the dates that you want to clear where there's events that are traumatic. And if you happen to know about something in the future that could happen to you, then yeah, definitely clear that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. And someone else has a suggestion for a special intensive focus, maybe a special call. And they're saying in the future, maybe like the bones and the joints and the teeth. And for those of us not on the July intensive, I guess they're just looking for a call that deals with bones, joints, specifically those areas.
Okay, we'll see about doing something. I'll have to put that on the burner also.
Yeah, skeletal maybe. I know you've done things like that in the past, Ron.
I know I did maybe that with
body
ligament
organ restoration
and stuff, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, that sounds good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, thanks for all the suggestions, guys. And someone else is asking, how do you recommend protecting yourself from electromagnetic frequencies that come off of cell phones, electronics, computers, baby monitors, etc., basically everything?
Well, the first thing is if you do the mind a heart drop, you're going to be on the new earth, and typically those energies shouldn't harm you. You know, I can't guarantee that. And then also, ask your body to be compatible with those energies. Another way of stating it, don't resist those energies. Just have them flow through your body. That's what we've been talking about earlier on the show, watching movies and things. You don't want to have judgment on anything. So see, you know, as you learn about the cell phones and how damaging they are to people, then just know that, yeah, that's a possibility, but I'm going to now have my body, as much as it can do, just not resist it, and just have it go through you. Because remember, we've had this our whole life. And the way to prove that, in the old days, remember we had the transistor radios? And then before that, we had the vacuum tube portable radios, if you remember those. But everybody might know what a transistor radio is, but maybe not, okay? But you could take that transistor radio and put it in front of you, alongside of you, behind you. You could even probably lay on it, and it would still work. So those sound waves, we'll say those RF waves, are going through your body to the radio, and it's picking it up and playing the music for you, okay, or to you. So they're all around. And you made it this far, right, with your little transistor radio playing. And just have your body not, don't have your mind put up blocks, so this energy is going to be bombarding you. Have it go through you, so you don't have any resistance toward it. It just runs through your body. So that's another way of looking at it. I can't guarantee that, you know, you know it's going to be completely harmless to you, but it's much better than trying to put up, maybe a force field or trying to buck the energy, you know. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, gosh, yeah, that's such a great idea, Ron. And also, I just wanted to say really quickly that that does really make sense. And I think also if you tend to be reading about these fatalistic studies where you're being afraid or being put in fear about what the electronics are doing to you, you know, I mean, I guess there are people who are super, super sensitive to that, but I think a lot of it has to do with this hysteria. So you don't want to connect and get corded to those kinds of timelines. So, yeah, I think that's great. And, you know, there's also practical things you can do, like, you know, taking a detox bath or, you know, just limiting your screen time if you feel particularly affected by it. But, yeah, I noticed a huge difference myself just doing the mind to heart drop more frequently and staying out of mind energy. It just really does help. And even if you have to set a timer, say, you can use the devices to help remind you to be more present in the moment and, you know, use them to your advantage and not just, you know, think of them as things that you have to be afraid of and fear, because immediately that puts you onto the fear timeline. Okay, so we are winding down here, but we do have time for a couple more questions. And I just wanted to mention again really quickly, in case you missed it, that Ron will be doing a special healing call this Saturday at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 Eastern. It's the clone skin particles removal, and it's only $20. And it sounds like talking about detox here a lot tonight, so I think that's going to be a wonderful detoxifying and cleansing call for everybody who can attend. Excuse me. Okay, so here's another question, Ron. Ron said, when ascension happens, only parts of us that are cleared will ascend. And they're wondering, does this mean I could only have an ascended arm or leg? How would that work?
That's pretty much correct, yeah. And then from there, that part will be turned back into light again. So remember, you're looking at your body, and your spirit's the same way. And whatever you can gain to get out of here, you know, is what the goal is. You don't want to really leave anything, you know, that you can trapped here. So that's complete. Maybe it's only a fingernail, but at least that has light in it, you know, and the light goes back to life. If the darkness has contaminated it, then, you know, it'll be in the dark side universe, and they'll still probably live off of whatever spirit energy, light energy is in that, and they'll have a free battery forever, living off of, you know, in a sense, you. And that's why you want to do clearings, to clean yourself out. Are you going to know about this? Are you going to realize what happened? Are you going to have regrets that you didn't do clearings or anything else? No, you won't even know about it. It won't even be in your realm of consciousness. Because there's no memory in the light. So back to you.
Wow, Ron, that's so awesome. I'm wondering if we should just wrap up on that note, because it's such a beautiful thought, and I will turn it over to you. Make sure you join us again on Wednesday, same station, different times, 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, and also on Fridays and Saturdays, as well as the other days. We have wonderful archives playing on BBS from Ron's past shows. And make sure you check out creationlightship.com and sign up for that call on the 14th, which is coming up. It's this Saturday. So, Ron, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, let's do the mind to heart drop. So, very simple. You just say out loud, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and keep me real. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everyone, blessings. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.